The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Merry Christmas and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Merry Christmas, Jackie. You're dressed in your Christmas red. Nobody can see, but you are. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. We're here with Nils Hagen Fredrickson, Press Secretary of the Office of Communications with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Same to you, Nils. Thanks for being on the phone with us from Harrisburg.
Yes.
We'll look forward to a great conversation with you because I know this is going to be an interesting topic many listeners are going to want to hear about. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the Real Estate Roundtable.
During the week, you can give us a call at 570-344-6724, or you can email any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic to the show, you can send it to questions@jready.com. That's questions@jrudddy.com. And when you're at jready.com, click on the Dunmore Corners webcam, and you can click on it. You can see if it's construction at the corners, if it's snowing or whatever. We get thousands of hits a week on that camera. It's unbelievable.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, Nils Hagen Fredrickson, Press Secretary of the Office of Communications with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission from Harrisburg on the phone with us. You are fine. You said you're good today. Merry Christmas again.
Yeah, everything's wonderful today.
Okay, wonderful. We're looking forward to a discussion with you regarding winter heating assistance. Before we dive into that topic, would you please explain what you do and how you do it there at the PUC?
Sure. Well, the PUC, an agency that maybe people don't come into contact quite frequently, but actually the commission oversees about 8,000 utilities operating across the state. That's everything from what you might think of as a utility, a local power company, local natural gas company, but also water and wastewater services, depending on the area that you're in, transportation, including things like taxis and moving companies and railroads, and also telecommunications services. So there really isn't anything that you do during a given day that doesn't touch one of the utilities that the PUC oversees. And the primary responsibility for the commission is to ensure that the service that's provided is safe and reliable, and that there's a balance in terms of affordability with the rates. And that's, you know, that segues right into the topic that we're talking about, which is winter heating assistance, especially as we move into the colder months and the temperatures have been dropping. We had a very pleasant extended fall, but we know that the cold, dark days of winter are settling in, and it's going to be a while. And there are a lot of families across the state or individuals that may be struggling at some point or another, or maybe everything's fine right now, but something happens in the future, a health problem, a change in employment, an addition to the family, something that suddenly upsets a household budget and makes the difference between being able to make ends meet and keep your utility service on or potentially not being able to keep your utility service on. And that impacts so many things. It impacts your safety. It impacts the health of the people in the household. It impacts the ability for them to stay in their neighborhoods, stay in their homes, stay in their schools, stay in their jobs. So that's a very important issue for the PUC.
Okay, so you mentioned there's a long list of agencies across PA dedicated to helping at-risk individuals and families, and that helps them to afford and maintain their utility service, and that would be their heater or their power, their lights, during the winter. How would someone go about doing this? Where do they start?
Well, the the best place to start if you're encountering any problems or you see that situation on the horizon. What we always talk to folks about is bring the issue up, bring it to the attention of both your utility and your local human service agencies before it reaches that crisis stage. It is much easier for everyone involved, and there are a lot of people out there who care. There are a lot of people who work hard to keep families and individuals connected to their services all winter and all year long, but it is much easier to deal with at the beginning of a situation than in a crisis point when maybe bills have piled up, payments have not been made, and potentially you get into threats of termination. So the first phone call should be to your utility, and we recommend that consumers call that as soon as they know that there might be an issue with the affordability of their bills and ask about their customer assistance programs. There are a variety of different PUC required programs that utilities have to operate that are available to low and moderate income consumers that are designed to help them afford their bills. It could be, depending on your family situation, it could be something as simple as what's known as budget billing, where they take what the annual amount of your utilities would be and they spread it out over 12 equal payments. That levels out the spikes, the high bills in the winter, or in some cases the high bills in the summer because of cooling, because while we're talking about winter heating assistance, energy assistance is important for a lot of people in the summer months too. So it could be something as simple as just evening out those bills so somebody doesn't get hit with a sudden shock in January or February or March when temperatures are at the bottom and usage is at the top end. Or it could be one of the other assistance programs that are available, and those are typically based on your household income, and they're designed to reduce and offset a portion of your utility bill to help make it more affordable. There are also other programs that utilities operate that are designed, referral programs that are designed to get people connected to other assistance. You may have heard discussion about LIHEAP. That's a federal program. It's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. LIHEAP's been around for many years. The PUC is a big supporter of LIHEAP. LIHEAP brings millions of dollars a year into Pennsylvania to help homeowners not only with bills to offset the cost of their energy, but also crisis grants that can help with, say, repairs to a heating system or other changes. LIHEAP is in addition to the utility programs out there. So you may be able to take advantage of, you may be able to get some help from a customer assistance program through utility to lower your bill. But at the same time, if there are other issues going on, like a problem with a furnace or an aging heating system, there may be the ability to tap into LIHEAP or some other programs to help offset the cost of that. And utilities also offer winterization programs. They're programs or weatherization programs that are designed to help modernize a home or a heating system with the goal of helping people use less energy in the future, because it's all about keeping people safe, warm, and comfortable and working to see things, to help things be affordable. So there isn't a single silver bullet, but what we can say is that your utilities have a lot of information about the different types of programs that they have available. And, every year there are, last year alone, nearly $400 million in utility assistance to low-income consumers across the state. Nearly 750,000 electric and natural gas consumers were able to take advantage of those programs. Those programs kept them in their homes, kept them safe, kept them healthy during the winter. It is not not a small undertaking. There's a lot of work that goes on. So your utility is a first step, and it's a first call. If you don't get what you believe is an appropriate response from a utility, we'd encourage you to contact the PUC and the Public Utility Commission's Bureau of Consumer Services specifically. And we have a toll-free number. That's 1-800-692-7380. Again, 1-800-692-7380. We're there, and our staff of investigators and agents are there to help address situations where a consumer doesn't believe that they're getting the appropriate response from a utility. But when you're talking about energy assistance, another good stop would be your local human service agencies, your local county assistance office, or maybe it's United Way, maybe it's Catholic Charities, maybe it's another nonprofit group in your community. We at the PUC spend a lot of time through the fall talking to these human service agencies and their staff about the programs that are available, because they are really, you know, they're the boots on the ground. They are the people who are living and working in each of these communities. They know the resources that are available. They know and have contact with the local utility liaisons. They know their towns. They know their neighborhoods. They know their needs. And those folks are very good at making use of every possible program, because sometimes it takes a combination of assistance. It might be a utility assistance program that helps lower a bill, plus some LIHEAP funding that helps take care of a past due balance, or helps address a problem with a heating system, or it might be weatherization in addition to it, to try to get a family into a position where they're able to, stay in their homes and continue to be safe and warm. So there's a lot of work that goes on, a lot of dedicated people all across the state who are involved in these programs. And, you know, the reality is they don't know that you need help until you pick up the phone or walk in the door and ask for help. And again, it's much, much easier to address things at the beginning of a problem than it is if you wait until it gets to a crisis level. You wait until you might have been without utility service for a couple of weeks and temperatures are well below freezing and there are other issues going on.
Well, can they? That's the question that I have as a realtor. I was often told or thought that they can't turn off heat or power in the winter months, especially when it's that cold.
It depends on the situation. It depends on your income level. But, we know, because we do an annual survey, we know that there are typically several thousand homeowners, residents that will enter the season without heat or without utility service. Or there may be people who, who make choices. I mean, for somebody who is struggling and suddenly they're hit with, say, a sudden medical bill or some other expense, or a car breaks down and needs to be repaired, or a child gets sick or something of that nature, there are people who are making those choices between paying a utility bill or paying for medicine or paying for food, or they might be rotating through utility bills. It can be a challenge, it can be a struggle, and you certainly don't want people to be in a situation where they're in jeopardy and their families are in jeopardy, especially when there are programs out there that are designed and intended to assist them.
So, the PUC's theme for this winter is, and I've heard this statement before somewhere, along the line, it takes a village. It takes a village of resources. Is that what you were just talking about? All those different agencies and moving parts that have to come together to help somebody and assist somebody?
Precisely, because there are programs that the utilities are required to offer. There are services that the PUC says utilities must provide. But at the same time, there are also other programs. There, the federal programs like the LIHEAP program and even some other weatherization programs that are designed to help with insulation and other things to keep people more comfortable and help them reduce the use of their energy. There are charitable organizations that have funds available. The utilities themselves have their own hardship funds where the utility makes contributions and other customers can make contributions. And then there are other state and public assistance programs that people may be able to take advantage of. It really depends on the individual situation. It's going to depend on income. It's going to depend on the number of people in the household. And it really comes down to what the needs are of that particular individual or family too, and that's where it takes some creativity, both on the part of the assistance program people at the utilities and the teams at county assistance offices and charitable organizations, in terms of figuring out what blend of assistance programs you might be able to make use of to address a family's particular situation.
Wonderful. On the phone with us from Harrisburg today is Nils Hagen Fredrickson, press secretary with the PAPUC. May I have your contact information once again, please, that 800 number?
Sure. If people are having an issue with a utility in Pennsylvania, the primary point of contact is going to be the PUC's Bureau of Consumer Services. We have a team of specialists who are available to help deal with disputes and complaints. And the toll-free number for our Bureau of Consumer Services is 1-800-692-7380. People can also visit our website at puc.pa.gov for information on everything that we deal with, not just consumer issues, but all the utilities that we regulate and all the other activities.
There's a wonderful wealth of information on that website.
People say there's too much information.
Please everybody, Nils.
We regulate nearly 8,000 utilities, so we're dealing with a lot of different entities out there.
We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice two-unit at 929 Penn Avenue in Scranton for $149,000. This building has a three-bedroom and a two-bedroom apartment. This Green Ridge home has beautiful updates while maintaining that classic charm. This home has beautiful hardwood floors, a detached garage, a wrapped-around porch, separate utilities, all on a great corner lot. You could easily live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage. That's a beautiful two-unit at 929 Penn Avenue in the Green Ridge section of Scranton for $149,000. And that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Rundy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Merry Christmas and welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Merry Christmas, Jackie. What do you plan on doing for Christmas?
Relaxing. How
really?
About that?
Yes. I don't think you know what that word means.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's just try.
Okay, we will.
We have with us on the phone from Harrisburg, Nils Hagen Fredrickson, press secretary with the PAPUC. Good morning, sir.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, Jackie and Pat.
Thanks for joining us. We're having a great discussion regarding winter heating assistance and the programs available for consumers that are struggling, finding themselves in a predicament where whether they should pay their car loan or their heating bill, and car loan usually trumps.
Food or medicine or
rent,
or many of the other things.
Rental mortgage, right?
Right, right. So there's essentials, and sometimes the utilities get to the, fall to the bottom of the list. But we all need heat, especially in the cold, dark winter months. And so many people, you in the first half of the show, you gave us a brief summary about what the PUC's role is. But you threw out a number. There was an astounding number that you said of people that did receive
3/4 of a million.
Yeah, of heating assistance last year
in the state.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is a large number, and it's a substantial program, but it's an important program. We have a lot of households out there who are challenged. If you think about the size of the need out there right now, it's just you know, look at seniors as one particular group, because most of them are on fixed incomes, and a number of them slip into what's known as the low income group. Pennsylvania is the fifth highest percentage of residents over the age of 65, any state in the country. There are more than 2.1 million seniors out there right now, and an estimated 1.3 million of those are, you know, they fall into the category that could be classified as low income. So, in general, that's one in every four utility customers in Pennsylvania falls into that category of low income, which means that they face a lot of different challenges. And as you said, you know, there's a choice sometimes, a very difficult choice that families may face in terms of which bills to pay. What we try to underscore is that there are programs and there are services available to them. Now, there's not a single silver bullet, and there's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but the utilities that the PUC regulates are required to offer a series of public assistance programs, customer assistance programs. They're programs that are designed to help people, help low-income customers reduce the size of their bills so that they're more affordable, help them reduce their energy usage so that their bills are smaller in the future, help refer them to other assistance programs. They might be community programs. They might be state or federally funded programs. They might be charitable funds that are out there. And also work on other creative ways to help keep people in their homes, keep them healthy and safe, especially during the winter months. There are nearly 300 electric customers, 300,000 electric customers in Pennsylvania enrolled in customer assistance programs right now, and nearly 200,000 natural gas customers that are enrolled in customer assistance programs. But we know that from the data that we have, that the when those customers are enrolled in these assistance programs, they are able to continue their utility service. The large majority of them, nearly 90%, are able to continue paying their bills, are able to continue getting their utility service, and at the end of the day, that means that they're able to continue to go on with their lives. So it's a very important service, but nobody has a crystal ball. Your utility doesn't have a crystal ball, and your local human service agencies or charitable organizations don't have a crystal ball. They don't know that a family or an individual needs help until that person raises their hand and asks for help. And Pennsylvania can be a very proud state, and consumers, whether they're young or old, can be very hesitant sometimes to step forward and say that they're having trouble. But, you know, the issue is it's important to get them plugged into what programs are available. Your utility is going to be the first step. So, you know, call their customer service hotline, call the toll-free number that's on your bill, call them and ask about their customer assistance programs. Even if you haven't reached that crisis point, you may be eligible for some form of assistance, depending on the size of your household and your income, that could make those utility bills more affordable, which in turn helps make the other bills in your life more affordable. And that's really what it is. It's often not just a problem with utilities that causes people to go into a spiral of not being able to pay their bills. It may be a medical issue. It may be change in the hours that they're getting at work. It may be change in family size, maybe a new child or an older family member who comes to live. Not only changes the expenses of the household, but changes the amount of energy that you use, because suddenly somebody's home more time, you know, more hours during the day, lights are on, the heat's on at a higher level. There are a lot of different small things that can really have a dramatic impact on a family's energy usage and a family's ability to afford those energy bills. So it's important to contact your utility when you, at the first sign that you might be having an issue, to see what you're able to get involved in from a utility point of view. The PUC is there to help address situations where consumers don't feel that, that the utility is responding to them or is not responding appropriately. And that's not just related to the customer service, customer assistance programs. That's related to other service and billing issues too. You don't have to be low income to be able to bring an issue or a potential complaint to the PUC. But from a commission point of view, we're always going to ask if you've contacted your utility first to try to address the situation there. But we're there to help assist if they're not getting the information they need or they're not getting the assistance that they believe they need. Our toll-free number is 1-800-692-7380. And then I will also underscore that your local county assistance office and your local human service agencies, whether it's the United Way or it's a charitable group, others, they are also extremely good. They tend to be a wealth of knowledge about the programs and services that are available in your community, because it often takes an interesting recipe of different programs that they can tap into to help a particular individual or family with their situation.
Right, let me ask you something. Do I have to be a homeowner, or can I be a renter to participate in these programs?
Well, if the renter is responsible for the utility bills and the utility bills are in your name, so if I was renting an apartment and I'm paying for my electricity or I'm paying for my natural gas or both, then I'm the customer. I'm the person who would contact the utility, and I'm the person who would be able to benefit from the customer assistance programs. Now, some of the other programs, say, weatherization, insulation, or other changes to the house, or programs that are there to help modernize or fix or replace a heating system with something that's more efficient, those are going to require the participation and the permission of the landlord, because obviously that's a change to the structure. But the assistance programs, the financial programs that are there to help afford the bills, those are open to any utility customer that meets the income guidelines, regardless of whether you own a home or you're renting or leasing.
Wonderful. You know, the last 2 weeks we had the topic foreclosure prevention. We had two guests on, and there's no coincidences, because they also mentioned exactly what you're emphasizing here today, Nils, is to address an issue, whether it's a foreclosure or a lack of a mortgage payment issue, and a utility payment issue. If these things are popping up in your life, get on it, stay on it early on, and try to turn that situation around, because there's assistance out there for people, and they have to know that.
Yeah, a lot of people wait until it's too late.
I mean, they're almost, you know, they're an analog to medical problems. I mean, you want to go to the doctor when it's something small, not when it's a health problem that's been brewing for years. You want to go to your utility when the financial issues are small. You want to go to your bank when mortgage related issues are small. You definitely want to contact these agencies sooner rather than later. It's much easier, and the reality is there tends to be a lot more flexibility in addressing problems when they're small. And it's easier to take a bite out of a past due balance when it's dollars or hundreds of dollars versus thousands of dollars, or truthfully, in some cases, we see cases here, you know, the PUC where you know, it might be a past due balance that's tens of thousands.
Wow.
That's a staggering and almost impossible amount for people to come to grips with. And, you know, why are these programs important? Well, first of all, they could be life-saving for an individual who's struggling. Because if you don't have light and you don't have heat, not only is that living situation a threat to your health and safety and to the health and safety of other members of your household, but, you know, it's also a potential, you know, if you have people who are using alternative heating sources and other things, trying to use a stove to heat a home, using candles for light and other things, it can be a physical safety. It can be a fire hazard. It can be a safety hazard, not just for you and the people in your household, but for your neighbors.
Sure. Nils Hagen Fredrickson, a press secretary with the PAPUC, we thank you for your time today. We're going to ask you to come back next week. Now that we're done with our Christmas shopping, we'd like to do some energy shopping with the PUC, okay?
Sounds good. Happy to join you.
Thank you.
Yes, we have a great opportunity here. It's a three-unit at 1021 Clay Avenue in Scranton for only $99,000. This lovely building has two two-bedroom apartments and one one-bedroom apartment. These units have modern kitchens, beautiful hardwood floors. All of the utilities are separated, including electric, water, and heat. And this is perfect for the investor. It's close to the hospitals, medical school, and universities. That's a three-unit building at 1021 Clay Avenue in Scranton for only $99,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Merry Christmas.